This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Metro Denver hotels are seeing some rising numbers again. CPR's Ben Marcus reports hotel guests are coming back.
Well, almost back. Occupancy was 80% in the Denver area this summer, according to STR, which tracks hotels. That's still below pre-pandemic levels. But Hannah Smith at STR says hotel operators are happy to see group or convention travel coming back.
You ask anybody maybe a year ago and they would not have had as positive an outlook as what we've actually seen this summer.
And hotel operators are happy that room prices are fairly high, though the increase in costs for labor and pretty much everything else is eating into profits. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The State Department of Transportation is short about 300 maintenance workers, and that's a problem with snowy weather just around the corner in Colorado's mountain communities. CDOT's John Lorme says the agency is building workforce housing and offering bonuses to attract more staff.
The public doesn't care if we have vacancies or we're short staff. We have to get the roads plowed and maintain our guardrail and fill potholes and such.
Lorme says CDOT will draft other staffers into snowplow duty if necessary to keep the roads clear. The State Health Department is adding some new information to its COVID-19 wastewater surveillance dashboard. CPR's health reporter John Daly says the aim is to make the data easier to understand.
Wastewater surveillance has proven to be a reliable tool to see when and at what levels COVID-19 is present in a community. Public health officials say it helps track COVID-19 disease transmission, but the viral concentrations found in wastewater samples can vary quite a bit. That makes the data hard to interpret. Now the State Health Department is adding color-coded trend classifications to its online dashboard to help the public use the data. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There's more Colorado news at CPR.org.